All right, it's Kiss FM, Black Widow. So this is the segment of the show where there is no badness. It is goodful. It's just goodful news. So it's tell me something good. This story took place in Dunwoody, where I went to school, Dunwoody High School. Uh-huh. I was watching NBC Nightly News the other night this week, and Brian Williams did the most heartwarming teases for this story. Let me play some of what he said.
Good news tonight, an uplifting story about a homecoming king and queen and a lesson in friendship in high school. Nightly News begins now.
That was like the lead. That was that was before any Ebola bad news. That was what he said at the top of the newscast, and I thought,
Such a great idea.
How great to hear good news. And then come to find out, it happened at the high school where I played ball, Ellen.
Yeah.
Dunwoody High School. And we've got the principal at Dunwoody on the line, Tom McFerrin. Tom, how are you?
Hey, bud. How you doing?
Or should I say Mr. McFerrin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tommy.
I got to get used to that.
So let me just give some context to everybody. Tom and I were at Dunwoody High School as students. I was a sophomore. He was a senior. I went to prom with a friend of his that was a senior, and I, as a sophomore, got to go stay out all night at the Hilton in Atlanta because I was going with the older crowd.
Yes.
And Connie Seacrest let me hang with Tom, who became the principal of the high school, who was in the news this week.
Can you believe it?
This is such a great story. Now, the homecoming squad was out there, and you do a student body vote, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so pick up the story from there. So all the couples are out on the field. The nominees are out on the field. And what happened, Tom?
Well, let's see. The week before, you know, when the seniors were able to pick, you know, the students they wanted on the homecoming court, right away they on the ballot was two of our special needs students, Hannah Keene and Gus Ashbery. And then the school voted, and just that moment out on the field, if you saw the clip, and I know you did you have your tissue there?
Oh, my God. You know, my mom is in town, so we watched it together.
Right. I mean, it was an unbelievable moment. I mean, for me, but for just to I'll never forget that moment, but also just to see the student body and their reaction on the field, and just to see the reaction, of course, of Gus and Hannah was, you know, something you'll never forget.
So what has it been like this week with all the attention this story has gotten at Dunwoody High School?
I'm telling you, I mean, it's you know, when NBC Nightly News, they called me last Friday and told me they were going to come in and run this and film us, and it's been incredible. I've gotten emails from over 200 emails from all over the country just in the last 24 hours. The kids, you know, it's a great story, but what's great about it is our kids, the whole acceptance. I mean, those kids have gone to school with our special needs kids since kindergarten, a lot of them. And so for them if you could just see the interaction of those kids on a daily basis with our special needs students from middle school, or actually elementary in the cluster, middle school, elementary and middle schools, all the way up through the high school. So they've known these kids forever, but there's that sense of acceptance, and you see it, and you they have a little coffee shop, which is where the story started, because they run a coffee shop on every Tuesday. For the special needs kids, run the coffee shop for our regular ed students to come down and purchase a cinnamon roll or get a cup of coffee, so they're able to interact with them. So it's great to see.
You know, what struck me is just what you said, and I think, you know, they said this on NBC Nightly News when they introed the story that they did there at Dunwoody High School, but in a world where so many stories focus on bullying, this is a story of acceptance, and that was so beautiful to me.
Oh yeah, and that's what, like I said, we see it on a daily basis, and we talk about it a lot with the students, and we meet with them, and we have those trainings about bullying and things like that. But we really do work on it a lot at Dunwoody High School in our culture here, just to be, like I said last night, just to be good people and produce good students that will go out into this world wherever they may go, just to do the right thing, and really, if there's never a moment where these kids are cut down or anything like that. They're a part of the student body, and they are the class of, these two are members of the class of 2015, and they are some of their top members of their class, and the kids, you know, you can see it every day.
Let me play a little bit of that story here.
And maybe that's why when Dunwoody students voted for homecoming court this year, among the 10 boys and 10 girls stood Gus Ashbery and Hannah Keene. But this gets better. Just watch.
This year's winner is Miss Hannah. Mr. Gus.
Gus and Hannah's classmates voted them king and queen of the homecoming court.
And their facial expressions were just priceless and touching. So awesome. Now, we were there, Tom. Ellen doesn't really believe that I played football at that high school. So could you?
On that very field that I saw in that clip.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. He did. And, you know, did you get your letter jacket we sent you?
Yeah, I did. I got a new letter jacket.
You did? Really?
Yeah.
An honorary?
Yeah, we
sent his letter jacket with his patch and everything that, you know, shows that he actually played.
I have proof.
That is so nice.
You know, in our 4 year, we've got the pictures of the 92, 93 team, and Ryan's on the picture, so if you need proof.
Tom, you are changing the world one student at a time. You should be very proud.
Hey, thanks for taking the time, man. Well done.
All right. Hey, come visit sometime.
We'll do. Talk to you soon. All right.
Go Wildcats.
Bye-bye. Go Wildcats. We are Paulson.
Awesome.
All right. Bye. Can you believe that? Isn't
that
a great
amazing.
Story?
Amazing. It's so good. It's so empowering.
Got to be cold-hearted not to be warmed by that story.
You know it.
Right back. That is Tell Me Something Good Today. Kiss FM.